So if life has you feeling down, if the circumstances of your life have left you feeling bitter and angry, then this is a sermon series that you just have to listen to. The lives of Naomi and Ruth teach us that our story isn't done being written. It is a sermon series on the goodness of God, and it's coming up next on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry.
You see, our heart is not pure by default. Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, we're going to be right with God today, and we're going to have to understand.
If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back. And they that come to God must believe that he is. He is the creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
It's another beautiful day. I'm Chris, and this is Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We are a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. What a blessing it is to be able to study God's Word. Pastor Burns, I heard you are starting a new series on the book of Ruth this morning. Let's begin this program this morning with explaining to our listeners what brought you to the book of Ruth and why you've decided to begin a series on this small but powerful book in the Bible.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. So I'll tell you why. First of all, I've always wanted to start a sermon series in the book of Ruth. It's always fascinated me. Just the story of Ruth, the work of God in her life, and also the work of God in Naomi's life as well. But really what draws me into the book of Ruth is the picture of Jesus that we find in this incredible book, where here is a woman from Moab. She is a Gentile, and we see the kinsman redeemer showing grace toward her, which obviously is an incredible picture of Jesus Christ and his grace toward us who are strangers, as Ruth calls herself, strangers. But also, not only are we Gentiles, but we are sinners and separated from God. And so there's so many wonderful pictures in the book of Ruth that, I mean, it's just a great book in the Bible. What can I say?
That's really cool. I'm glad that you have the opportunity to teach on Ruth as well, because you have me really excited to study this great book with you. It's a book in the Bible that doesn't get as much love as it probably should. Let's jump right into your first message entitled, From Tragedy to Trust. Here's Pastor Burns' teaching on Ruth, chapter 1.
All right, let's take our Bibles together and let's find Ruth chapter 1. And if you are looking for Ruth, you got to find 1st and 2nd Samuel, then narrow it down to 1st Samuel, and then just go back one book. You'll find the book of Ruth, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth. Ruth is tucked right in there, and it is indeed a wonderful book in our Bible. A wonderful book in our Bible. Ruth chapter 1 in verse number 1. Look what the Bible says. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi. And the name of his two sons was Mahlon and Chilion, Ephraites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab, The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth, and they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Now, life doesn't always go as planned. Some of us maybe thought we'd be further along in our life by now, maybe with less heartache and more answers. But just because we don't understand what's happening doesn't mean that God is absent. You know, in the book of Ruth, we see how God can take brokenness and turn it into a great blessing. The book of Ruth is one of the most beautiful and profound narratives in the Bible. It's filled with themes like the providence of God, the faithfulness of God, trusting in God, and redemption. Now, the book doesn't have an author by name. We're not introduced to the author as we open the Bible to Ruth chapter 1. We know that the Holy Spirit obviously is the author of the Bible. It is inspired by God. But as far as a human penman, there is no name. Many have credited the writing to Samuel. Now, the book was written during the time of the Judges. Now, during this time, the time of the Judges, there was great spiritual decline and there was moral corruptness. Judges chapter 21 and verse 25 teaches us a little bit about the temperature that was happening in Israel during the time of the Judges. The Bible says in Judges 21 verse 25, in those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. It was a period when Israel had no centralized leadership. Instead, God had raised up judges. Now, 1350 to 1050 BC was this time of the judges. The first king of Israel was King Saul. He showed up about 1050 to 1010 BC. King David becomes king at about 1010, 970 BC. Now, when we open our Bibles to Ruth chapter 1, the story opens up in Bethlehem. Bethlehem means house of bread. And yet, as we read this passage of scripture, we notice that there is a famine in the land. And so it's ironic that the house of bread has no bread at all. And this isn't just, of course, a physical famine. I think as the Bible illustrates, uses the idea of famine, there's so many different applications. And I think that this isn't just a physical famine, but this is also a spiritual famine. Israel had drifted away from God. Now, I do believe as we are living in Canada in 2025, I do believe that we are living in a spiritual famine in our country today. Now, I think that's really sad that we would say that we're living in a spiritual famine. There was a time when churches were full of people who were excited to hear from God. And yet it seems like the busyness of life has taken away people's desire to know the Lord. Churches were often full and people were often excited to hear the word of God. And now churches just seem like a place where people go when there's nothing else on the schedule. Now, when you think of our culture today and our society, there was a time when everyone knew Bible stories, even if they didn't know them well. I mean, you could talk to a person or a small child who wasn't really, not a part of a Christian home, and they would they would know because of Sunday school or vacation Bible school. They heard stories of David. They heard stories of Jonah. They heard stories of Moses. And so you could talk about David and Jonah, and they knew who those people were. But that isn't the case today. Many kids in our country have no biblical foundation, no biblical understanding at all. And I want to remind you that I believe that the greatest threat to our country is not the political mess that we see in our country today in Canada. It's not the tariffs that can be added to the imports and exports. But our greatest threat to our country is a spiritual famine.
Hi, it's Chris again, and we'll get back to Pastor Burns' message in just a moment. I want to send out to you an invitation in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us in this endeavor. If you would like to be a financial partner with us, we would appreciate it so much. This would help us stay on the air and keep proclaiming God's timeless truths. You can send your financial gift by mail at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also send your gift by e-transfer. The email is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. If you would like to send your financial gift by e-transfer, the email again is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. If you have a prayer request, we would love to pray for you. You can submit your prayer request to the prayer warriors at Kitchener Baptist Church by going to timelesstruthsradio.com. There you can send your prayer requests and learn more about our church and our radio ministry. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. You can find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
So we have a spiritual famine all around us. And the Bible says in Ruth chapter 1 that there was no bread in Bethlehem. We are introduced to a man. Elimelech is his name. He was from the tribe of Judah. His wife's name was Naomi. They had two sons. The first son's name was Mahlon. The second son's name was Chilion. And we notice in this passage of scripture that it opens up with a big decision. A big decision that Elimelech has to make. I want us to notice, first of all, if we could, I want us to notice a famine that led to failure. A famine that led to failure. You know, life's decisions or life's difficulties, test our faith. But wrong decisions that we make can cause deeper consequences. And Elimelech had a choice to make. He could stay in Bethlehem. He could trust in the living God. He could lean on God's provision, or he could try to figure it out himself and lean on his own understanding. And so we notice the problem they faced in verse number 1 of Ruth 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. Now, famines in the Bible were often used to get people's attention. They were a way to test faith and turn people's hearts to him. We know the story of the prodigal son. He took his inheritance and he lived it up. He had friends. He had fame. He was living his best life, as the world would say. But when the money ran out, so did his friends. And he became empty and depressed. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 15, verse 14, the Bible says that a mighty famine came into the land and he began to be in want. You see, this prodigal son ended up in the pig pen eating pig food. But it was a famine that brought him to a place where he realized that he needed his father. And by the way, the prodigal son, the parable, is a parable about the father. Now we notice the problem they face, but also we notice the place they fled. So what did Elimelech do? Elimelech moved to Moab. Think about this for just a moment. Moab was a pagan land cursed by God. We read about that in Deuteronomy chapter 23 in verses 3 to 7. Now, I don't believe that it's what God wanted him to do. I don't believe that the decision that Elimelech made to move to Moab, I do not believe that it was the will of God for Elimelech and his family. Leaving God's will for worldly solutions always leads to big problems. And so many people in our world today decide that they will choose fear over faith. Others trust in things that eventually fade away. So many ignore truth and live according to their own standard, their own pathway. And Elimelech elected to trust in his own way rather than trust in the living God. I noticed the problem they faced, the place they fled, but then there's also the pain they felt. In verses 3 to 5, Elimelech and his sons died, and they leave Naomi alone and broken. You know, running from trials doesn't remove them. It only deepens the pain. I think of the person who resorts to drugs and alcohol in an attempt to soothe emotional pain in their life. They try to run from the trouble. They try to take a break from reality, only to realize it's still there when they become sober. And they also add to the pain, and they add to the problem. Elimelech runs from the trial to a pagan land. He runs from the trial to a pagan land, but that trouble only follows him there. Secondly, I want us to think about a farewell that led to faith. Not only a famine that led to failure, but a farewell that led to faith. So here is Naomi. And Naomi, she's left broken, and she's left bitter, and she's left broken and beaten down. Someone once said, sin will lead you farther than you intend to go, keep you there longer than you plan to stay, and make you pay more than you're willing to give. And I think it's safe to say that Naomi is at the end of her rope. She's spent. Her husband is gone, her two sons are gone, and she's alone. She's away from her family in a pagan land. And the Bible says in Ruth chapter 1, verse 6, then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord, L-O-R-D, capital L-O-R-D, this is the living God, the one true God, had visited his people and giving them bread. She hears that Bethlehem, the house of bread, has bread again. Even in a pagan land, she hears of the good work of the living God. And we notice the provision that called them in verse number 6. Naomi heard that God had blessed Bethlehem, and she had made a decision that she was going to return. No matter how far, friend, you've strayed, God is always calling us back home. And maybe you find yourself, as you're listening to this program this morning, maybe you find yourself living your life like the prodigal son. And just like the story in Luke chapter 15, the Father is waiting for you to return because he loves you. He's waiting for you. And there is great blessing, friend, with the Lord. Not only the provision that called them, but there's the plea that challenged them. we notice in verse 7 to 13 the decision to be made. Naomi urged Ruth and Orpah to stay in Moab instead of following her. In verse 15, we see she encouraged them to return to their false gods. She said, I'm too old to have a husband again and to have sons again. There's no point for you to follow me. I think that Naomi, her bitterness blinded her from encouraging her daughter-in-laws to follow the true God. And I want to submit to you that Naomi was bitter at God. She was bitter at God. Why would God allow this to happen to me? And maybe you this morning, maybe you are angry or bitter at God. Maybe your opinion of God is that he's dealt harshly with you. You know, I want you to know that we must be careful to not let our trials cause us to be discouraged or to discourage others from trusting God. I think of the story of Peter for just a moment. Peter denied the Lord, and Peter becomes discouraged. He decides that ministry is probably not for him, and he goes fishing again. In John chapter 21, in verse 3, Peter said, I go a-fishing. And his other disciples, the other disciples respond by saying, we also go with thee. It's easy for us to allow our disappointments to cause others around us to stray from God. It's easy for us to be so consumed in our own hurt that we forget about the needs of others around us. Jesus told his disciples to wake up and to look at the fields, for they are white already to harvest. It's easy for us to become blinded to the needs of others because we are so consumed by our own needs. By the way, the disciples were busy buying physical meat, and Jesus spoke about what nourished him in John 4, and that was helping the souls of others. There's the plea that challenged them. There's the pathway that separated them. And verse 14, Orpah turned back to Moab, and she returned to her false gods. But the Bible says that Ruth clung to Naomi. You know, hard times separate the faithful from the faithless. And the Bible says, how can two walk together, Amos 3:3, except they agree? Orpah didn't trust or believe in Naomi's God. You know, I believe that there are so many things that led to Ruth's decision. You see, her decision was not only to cling to Naomi, but to cling to her God. And I really do believe that it comes down not... Hi, friends. It's Pastor Burns again. We've reached the end of another Bible message, and I'm honored that you joined us this morning. Would you make a good decision based on the message that you just heard? First, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you know that you'd go to heaven when this life is over? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and come short of God's glory. Now, that verse means that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about some religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized, or even joining a church. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. He died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of our sins forgiven by trusting in His finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and if you believe in your heart that you've offended God by your sin and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can pray a simple prayer like this: Lord, I know I have sinned against you, and because of my sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me to save me from my sin. Lord, save me, wash my sins away, and make me your child. Amen. Now, it's not a magic prayer. It's the heart decision behind the prayer. And if you prayed a prayer like that, and you mean it with all of your heart, the Bible says that you're born again into God's family. And we rejoice with you. Please let us know of your decision so we can pray for you and send you some resources to help you in your newfound faith. If you're a Christian this morning, I hope that this morning's message was an encouragement to your heart. Make decisions today to honor the Lord. You'll be glad that you did. God bless you. Thank you so much for all of your support. Contact us and let us know that you watch the program. It'll encourage us. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry, and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720, Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, that address is 1720, Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at kitchenerhope.com. Again, that website is kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
Hey, it's Pastor Jerry Burns. Again, thank you so much for joining us on our program today. We hope that the preaching of the Word of God was a great blessing to your heart and to your life. I want to personally invite you to be a part of one of our services at Kitchener Baptist Church. We meet together every Sunday morning at 10:30 in the morning and 6 o'clock in the evening. We also have a Wednesday Bible study at 7 o'clock here at the church. We'd love for you to be a part of that, and I would love to meet you in person. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.